Country Pop FM.
We got to send that bell to the shop. A little loose. Got the little ringer back there, the bell or the hammer, I believe is the technical term. It's a little bit loose in there. Needs a tightening. Probably repacking of the ball bearings. It's the Bob Almanac here today. No live Neil, but virtual Neil is here.
Let's do it.
Today, Monday, February 15th, 46th day of the year, 319 left in 2021. This was the date, 1898. This is, we had tensions between the U.S. and Spain. A lot of tensions in, during our time. Are there any countries we haven't had tensions with at some point in time in our history? It was Spain and the U.S., and it was in the Havana Harbor in Cuba this date that the battleship Maine exploded. 260 crew members were killed. So earlier in the 1800s, it was Remember the Alamo. And then 1898, it was Remember the Maine. And then I believe later on in the 1900s, it would be Remember the Embers. Pretty sure of it. So Remember the Maine, 1898. First teddy bear. Teddy bear. Wouldn't have that song from Elvis Presley. It's an Elvis Monday, by the way, on the Bob Morning Show. I should have queued up Teddy Bear by Elvis here for the Almanac. I was distracted. No, Neil. I'll blame it on him here.
Huh?
So, first teddy bear introduced in America, made by Morris and Rose Micktum, and of course inspired by the one and only Teddy Roosevelt, coming back from, speaking of the U.S.-Spanish-American War and his work at San Juan Hill and everything. Everybody was inspired by that, and we got the teddy bear out of the deal. 1932. Now, this is an amazing sports accomplishment on today's Bob Almanac. 1932. A gentleman by the name of Eddie Egan won a gold medal in the four-man bobsled competition at Lake Placid, the state, 1932. Gold medal, back when the U.S. had a bobsled team that won medals. We've always struggled in that. That and luge. We just struggle every now and then. We've improved. We've tried Willie Gault. We tried Herschel Walker. 1932, Eddie Egan won the gold for the bobsled. What was significant about this, he became the first ever and the only Olympian, nobody's done it since, to win gold medals at both the summer and winter games in different sports. He was a boxing gold medalist in 1920 in Antwerp, and then a bobsledding gold medalist, 1932, Lake Placid, New York. How about that? Eddie the Eagle Egan, 1932. 1961, this song was recorded. What a fun song to sing to, isn't it? The Marcells recorded Blue Moon. We need a song about when we have two full moons in a single month. So let's do it's good stuff. The Marcells, 1961. I basically picked that little history tidbit just so I could sing along with it on the air. Marcells, 1961. 1965 in the news.
All over Canada at this moment, and wherever Canadians are to be found all over the world, their new flag replaces the old. 98 years after the foundation of the Confederation of Canada, the maple leaf emblem flies proudly over the Peace Tower.
They got rid of the Union Jack, which had been their main national flag. So you think about that maple leaf flag, red, with the, it's kind of cut in thirds, red, white, red, and then in the middle is the red maple leaf. They went with it, and it's the new flag. So only 1965, hasn't been around all that long, but somewhat iconic, I would say. That was in 1965. Let's remember Wally Cox on this date.
Look in the sky. It's a plane.
It's a bird.
It's a frog.
A frog?
Not plane or bird or even frog. It's just little old me. Underdog.
Yeah, the voice of underdog, Wally Cox. You saw him on a lot of game shows as well. Hollywood Squares, Mr. Peepers. He passed away on this date, 1973. Man, I hated Simon Bar Sinister. Didn't you? 1973. 1989, this was a significant news article.
The retreat of Soviet military power from Afghanistan is complete. The last of Russia's regular army invasion force is out. Fear and uncertainty were mixed with joy today as the commander of Soviet troops followed the last of his men across the border, leaving the communist Afghan regime alone to face victorious resistance fighters.
It had been about a decade that the Soviets had occupied Afghanistan. They were out this date, 1989. That's certainly shifted things in that region and had repercussions for years and years and decades to come. 1992 also in the news.
The jury ruling Jeffrey Dahmer was sane at the time he murdered and dismembered 15 young Milwaukee area males. Dahmer appeared emotionless as the verdicts were read. Family members of the victims expressed a feeling of justice served and that they can now begin to put their shattered lives back together.
Jeffrey Dahmer found guilty 15 counts of killing and the other heinous acts in Milwaukee on this date, 1952. Another actor and character we need to remember here today. How about McLean Stevenson?
Pierce, that's a decision I'll decide when I decide and make my decision, and that will decide.
He was Colonel Henry Blake on MASH. Of course, one of the saddest moments on television when radar had to announce that his plane had been shot down over the Sea of Japan. But McLean Stevenson, the man who played Henry Blake, and they always wanted and tried to find a different new show for him. Hello, Larry, and there were other shows they tried to... And a new vehicles for McLean Stevenson. They just couldn't find it for him. He's 60. He was 66 when he passed away on this date in 1996. Here's real audio from Target Center, this date in 99. It looks like it was recorded from the upper deck. Also sounds that way. A little Jumpin' Jack Flash. Mick Jagger, at least it sounds like it, with the substandard acoustics there at the Target Center. It's hard to tell. It sounds like it. He also could be singing Amazing Grace. I can't tell. It's all acoustics. Rolling Stones Day was declared in Minnesota. That's right. Rolling Stones were there. They're on tour, and we decided to declare Rolling Stones Day. And I'm pretty sure they gave Mick Jagger a Timberwolves uniform and jersey. They had to have. Probably Kevin Garnett. That was this date, 99. YouTube was launched on this date, 2005. Without YouTube, Almanac would not be as good as it is, being able to get all of those videos and all that audio. All on the up and up as far as copyright, too, as far as I'm aware. That was 2005. 2006.
Ultimately... I'm the guy who pulled the trigger that fired the round that hit Harry. And you can talk about all of the other conditions that existed at the time, but that's the bottom line. And it was not Harry's fault. You can't blame anybody else.
So Dick Cheney on Fox News 4 days after accidentally shooting his friend, high-profile Texas attorney Harry Whittington, during a quail hunt. Vice President Cheney spoke out about it. He apologized on TV, but from what I can tell from news articles, he never has ever reached out and actually talked personally to Harry Whittington and apologized. Maybe he did it private and never became public. You'd think that he would have. But that was this date, 2006. And then 2013, let's go back to Russia.
It came out of nowhere, a bright speck in the sky, soon streaking across the horizon. Followed by an almost apocalyptic scene, a blinding flash of light, and then all hell broke loose. Dizzying explosions, shattering windows, knocking these office workers to the ground.
So, for some reason, meteors always seem to target Russia. There was one in the early 1900s in Siberia with a huge blowdown and explosion. Not many people lived in that area, but the trees and the damage are tremendous if you've ever seen pictures of them. And then it happened 2013, 8 years ago, the meteor blast. Astronomers say the meteor probably weighed 10 tons, entered the Earth's atmosphere at a shallow angle before exploding about 25 miles above ground. There's a movie my wife and I just saw. It's with Gerard Butler. It's called Greenland, which is interesting. If you're in any way afraid of near-Earth objects coming in contact with our fine marble blue and white and green marbled planet, you might want to watch it. It's called Greenland, and check it out on your streaming services today. Blockbuster might even have a copy. That was a 2013 Meteor, Russia, a big bang. Birthdays now. Her name is Jane Seymour. She's a doctor, maybe more of a medicine woman.
Her heart's pounding.
Of course it is. You're all right, ain't you, Ma?
Just all the excitement. You have an arrhythmia.
Mind your own business.
This is my business.
I'm a doctor, damn it. Oh, she could have easily done a Dr. McCoy impersonation there. That was one of the early episodes, if not the first episode, trying to establish herself as a rural country doctor. It was a Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. Of course, as a rural country doctor, she got paid in chickens and bushels of apples and eggs and all kinds of good stuff, probably some doilies. Jane Seymour is 70. She was in Wedding Crashers. There may or may not have been some motorboating going on. Jane Seymour, 70. Melissa Manchester, Don't Cry Out Loud, Midnight Blue, and I think this is her number three hit after those as far as her top three. You should hear how she talks about you. Melissa Manchester, good voice, good hit maker. She's the big 7-0 today, the guy who gave us The Simpsons.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
They put so many things into perspective, don't they? Those guys on The Simpsons. Matt Groening, who is 67 today. He's won Emmys. They did Futurama. The Simpsons still on today. Here's another one of my favorite Simpsons lines.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
Oh, how they come up with that stuff. Matt Groening is 67 today. Shooter McGavin.
Don't turn your back on me. Let's get one thing straight. This is Shooter's tour. I've worked hard my whole life, paid my dues, and now it's Shooter's turn. And Shooter's not about to let his reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
Did you just call me a freak?
Hey, people that talk about themselves in the third person, always, always a hit at parties. So that's Christopher McDonald. He was Shooter McGavin going head-to-head with Happy Gilmore. Happy birthday to Christopher McDonald. He's 66. Our rapper of the day is Birdman. Birdman, he never did spend any time at Alcatraz. Birdman 52. And, another cartoon from Family Guy.
5'1"?
Wow, Dr. Hartman, that's really short. I mean, I suppose it's fine if he's going to die at 14. Is there anything on there about that?
She was Lois, or is Lois, still voicing the voice. If you voice a voice, you're the voicest. She voices Lois Griffin. Alex Borstein from Family Guy. Lois and Stewie never get along. There's a strange dynamic there between those two. 50, the big 5-0 for the lady that voices Lois here today. Now it's time for the Gons But Not Forgottens, Neil. Did your staff provide me with a list of Gone But Not Forgottens? I don't have any here.
Huh?
Yeah, what?
Ah.
Well, we'll have to. Well, here they are. Okay, all right. He wrote him on a napkin. Galileo Galilei, the astronomer, the physicist. He was one of the first to use a telescope and look to the heavens. Galileo, pretty famous. Galileo, Galileo, of course, made famous in Bohemian Rhapsody, of course. 1564. Inventor Cyrus McCormick. You got Green Power, that's John Deere. And then you got Red Power, that's International Harvester. And here's the guy. He invented his reaper. Made millions, turned that into International Harvester. In fact, we had a couple of farm malls. We had an H and an M, and right on that farm mall, it said McCormick Deering. That was the name of the company before it turned into International Harvester. Craig Morgan, copyright him. Cyrus McCormick, born on this date, 1809. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Never was able to find out whether they did have omelets there or not, but never been to a Tiffany's. Jewelry company founder, Charles Tiffany, 1812. Susan B. Anthony, civil rights leader. She had herself a coin, 1820 here this state. The original and still, for my money, the best Joker. The only Joker laugh that came close to Cesar Romero, I think, was Jack Nicholson's in the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton. Cesar Romero, Batman's Joker. Of course, he did so many other things, and he wanted to be known for other things, but his legacy always will be the Joker from the Batman TV series in the 60s, Cesar Romero, 1907. Harvey Korman, funny man, of course, Blazing Saddles, Carol Burnett show. I mean, a show didn't go by that Tim Conway didn't make Harvey Korman laugh out of character in a skit. But also my third favorite Harvey Korman role was as the Great Gazoo on Flintstones.
Have your fun, fellows, but take heed. Greed brings trouble, which is now approaching. An officer of the law, I believe.
You explain all this to him, will you, Gazoo?
I can't. You two are the only ones who can see me.
Now, was it his helmet that was so big, or was his head that big? And he had a couple of antenna up there, too. Harvey Korman, 1927, this guy.
Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
Speaking of cracking up out of character, especially David Spade and what's her name from Married with Children? I can't think of her name right now. In that skit with Matt Foley and Chris Farley, we lost him way too young. He lived fast and drank a lot, ate a lot, and it caught up to him at such an early age in his 30s. 1964, Chris Farley should still be with us and still should be making us laugh. Seattle Slough, it's not often we have a non-human on our list. Every now and then we have the dog that played Lassie or the dog that played Rin Tin Tin or the bear who was in Gentle Ben. Here we have Seattle Slough, born this date, the racehorse, Triple Crown winner, 1974. And now, Neil, they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Please help me, I'm falling.
Just handed a note. Neil's staff forgot Hank Lachlan. Would have been 103 today. Send me the pillow that you sleep on and please help me, I'm falling. A couple of his big hits. Hank Lachlan, country music legend, 1918. Now, Neil, they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. That does it for the Almanac. Thanks for joining us here. It's a Bobathon next, and ooh, goody. I get to sit in for that and with that and with you here on today's Bobathon, which also kicks off a no-repeat workday. Coming up, Earl Thomas Conley, Tim McGraw, John Conley. We kick it off with Gretchen Wilson.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.